It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Central Time, we talk to Senator Tammy Baldwin about college affordability and student loan debt, likely topics at tonight's State of the Union address.
First, the Wisconsin State Assembly is in session today. Lawmakers are considering a package of bills known as the HOPE Agenda. HOPE stands for heroin, opiate prevention, and education.
The Assembly passed that plan earlier today. It goes to the Senate now. John Nygren's the lawmaker behind these bills and other legislation to fight heroin and opiate abuse in Wisconsin. It's a personal issue for him because his daughter Cassie has struggled with opiate addiction for the past 10 years.
We talked with John Nygren about this legislation earlier today. He's a Republican state lawmaker who represents the 89th Assembly District, which includes Marinette. Representative Nygren, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, we've talked to you in the past about bills targeting heroin abuse. What's the focus of your new legislation?
It's really, heroin obviously is a part of the discussion. It's not where it starts. Unfortunately, sadly, it's often where it ends, whether it be in addiction or whether it be in overdose death. It starts with prescription drugs in 80 to 90% of the cases, oftentimes legally prescribed prescription drugs. So the focus this session is more about prescription drugs and changing the dialogue with the public. I don't think anybody really thinks that they're susceptible to heroin use, but I think there's better understanding of the potential from a prescription drug addiction, and that's really why we need to have this conversation.
And it seems like an overview of your bills, this is targeted at data and communication. Would you see it that way?
It's tools, definitely, data communication, but the data really deals with the when you go to the clinic, when you go to the doctor, when you're picking up that prescription. We created a prescription drug monitoring program in Wisconsin some years ago. It went live in July of 2014, where a doctor enters, or a doctor is not required to, but a doctor can enter information into a database at the pharmacy when it's picked, a prescription is picked up, and then the doctor can review that information before they prescribe to their patients. Unfortunately, only about 14% of our doctors are utilizing that system. So if that tool exists, we really need to make it more functional. And to make it more functional, the doctors need to be utilizing it. So the pharmacies are going to be entering that information within 24 hours, and the doctors will be required to look at the database to make sure that this patient they're seeing is not drug-seeking, not looking to because of an addiction, but that the prescription is truly needed for pain management.
So you want physicians to have to check this database before they prescribe the narcotics. What kind of feedback have you gotten from doctors about that?
Of course, with anything that's new and a change, there's some opposition, but for the most part, we got to a position where either the medical field, the medical society, hospitals, other providers are either neutral or even supportive because they understand how big this problem really is, and they want to be a part of the solution. They accept the responsibility that they've been part of creating it, and now they want to be part of the solution too. So, for the most part, very positive, but of course, there's always some opposition.
Now, moving to the law enforcement side of things, you would like law enforcement to report it when they see signs of prescription drugs being stolen or abused. How do you see this fitting into the big picture?
There was a recent study by the Annals of Internal Medicine, a respected national medical group, that found that 90% of all people who overdose on an opiate actually get re-prescribed the same medication, oftentimes by the same doctor. So let me say that again, 90% of all people who overdose based on an opiate prescription get re-prescribed the same drug again, oftentimes by the same doctor. So we see this law enforcement piece as if they find it at a scene of an overdose, they find it at the scene of a crime, they're going to report it to the prescription drug monitoring program, and the doctor is made aware of this problem so that they can adjust their prescribing practices to basically do no harm, which is a physician's number one responsibility.
And another piece of this puzzle here of these bills is pain clinics and methadone clinics. You'd like them to register with the state. How would that work?
Well, methadone clinics are federally regulated, so we don't know a lot about them, but I guess the concern is here we want to make sure that these treatments are effective. We've heard anecdotally about patients at methadone clinics who are on methadone for long terms, 5 to 10 years at high doses, and basically what they are is they're functional addicts rather than recovering addicts. Our objective should be get people to a point of recovery and become productive citizens. So really what that's about is just collecting data to help us better understand understand what these methadone clinics are doing. Pain management, the bill that we have in front of us is really putting us in a position on defense. Wisconsin doesn't have a huge problem with pill mills or clinics that are actually pumping out a large amount of opiate medications. Other states do. We're really more in a defensive mode to make sure that we don't have that problem in Wisconsin in the future.
We're talking with Representative John Nygren, talking about a new suite of bills aimed at addressing opiate and heroin abuse here in Wisconsin. And you've seen bipartisan support for some of these measures, similar measures, in the past. Do you think that you'll see that same thing this time around?
I do, and I think the reason that is, I mean, it's both gratifying to me personally to have bipartisan support, but it's also somewhat underscores the problem in that legislators represent their areas. They do their best to represent the area that they come from, and this unanimous support last session really tells you that this is not just a problem in my part of the Wisconsin, northeast Wisconsin, but it's north, south, east, west, large communities, small communities. This is really hitting all over our state, and we need to do what we can from a public safety and public health standpoint to put the tools in place to reduce this problem we're seeing.
Now, this is an issue that's personal to you. Your daughter, Cassie, had issues with heroin in the past, and she's a recovered addict now. How do you feel you've done as you work with lawmakers to try to curb this epidemic in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, we're proud of what we've accomplished. I think we've all, working together, have saved lives. There's no doubt about it, but we have more of a problem to overcome. And when talking about Cassie, and I think this is an important part for anybody to understand how big of an issue this really is, this is, you know, a mistake that you could make in your youth by becoming addicted to prescription drugs, which later led to heroin in her case, and overdose with potential, almost passed away. Is not something that goes away. Once you're addicted to these drugs, this is a lifelong battle. Cassie's in recovery, but she's not recovered. She'll face this the rest of her life. So the measures we're trying to take are trying to prevent others from making the same mistakes that Cassie made.
Now, you mentioned that you want this to change the conversation that we have about heroin and opiate abuse here in Wisconsin. How do you want us to talk about the issue right now?
Well, when you go to the clinic, when you go to the dentist, you know, whatever it might be, when the doctor is talking about pain management and they pull out the pad and offer to write a prescription for OxyContin or Vicodin, I want people to actually, you know, consider, are there other means? My two younger kids both had, you know, wisdom teeth and teeth pulled for preparation of orthodonture work last year, and in both cases they wanted to prescribe Vicodin to these kids. And, you know, we asked the question as parents, are there other ways to treat this? And the doctor said, oh, sure, we could do it with over-the-counter, you know, ibuprofen or, you know, Tylenol. I want parents to be engaged in that conversation to say, you know, if we can treat it in other ways, shouldn't we? Well, you know, the United States is 4.6% of the world's population, yet we take 80% of the opiate drugs. That's shocking. We need to do better. We need to treat our pain in other ways, and we need to educate our population that there are other options other than the painkillers that have become so prevalent.
Now, assuming that these bills make it through the legislature, they become law, what's next in the fight against heroin abuse in Wisconsin?
Well, I think the continued challenges we face are, you know, treatment. We provided some more resources for treatment and diversion programs, and we have another proposal to do that in this session. But, you know, ongoing treatment is a problem. Detoxification, when somebody actually wants to break the cycle, it's very difficult to stop taking and getting into a treatment program. In most cases, you can't be actively using to get into treatment. So detox is important. Sober living after you've actually gone through treatment, people that will support you in your recovery, and then in jobs. Quite honestly, people that will actually hire, in a lot of cases, people that might have a criminal record, and give them a chance. So those are all pieces of the puzzle in long-term recovery, and those are things that we're going to continue to be working on.
Representative Nygren, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for highlighting this problem in our state.
That was Representative John Nygren, Republican state lawmaker who represents the 89th Assembly District, which includes Marinette. He joined us earlier today to talk about his legislation to help prevent heroin and opiate abuse in Wisconsin.